This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss, meeting with China's president, Beijing. President Trump says America's foreign trade policies need to be updated.
The United States really has to change its policies because they've gotten so far behind on trade with China and, frankly, with many other countries. But it's too bad that past administrations allowed it to get so far out of kilter.
China and the U.S. have signed additional business agreements valued at $206 billion during Mr. Trump's visit to Beijing. Vice President Mike Pence says the shooting at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs was difficult to comprehend.
We gather tonight in the wake of an unspeakable act.
The Vice President met with victims' families Wednesday. Where were you 1 year ago when Donald Trump upset Hillary Clinton to win the presidency? Marquette University political science professor Paul Nolet says some who voted for President Trump believe he will still make good on his promises regarding immigration, health care, and the economy.
Many of those issues are very much in play, and why I think a lot of Trump's voters have stuck with them, because they still trust that he's going to do something on these issues.
On December 5th, the case of a Colorado baker who refused to create a cake for a so-called same-sex wedding will be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court, which includes President Trump's appointed Justice Neil Gorsuch. Attorney Kristen Wagner of the Alliance Defending Freedom says the battle for religious rights must also be waged at the local level nationwide.
Oh, absolutely. These battles, these laws that are being passed are largely being passed at the state and local level. So while it's great to have originalist judges who are being put on the bench and different things happening at the federal level, we have to have the courts protect the right of free expression and the right of conscience.
ADF is a nonprofit legal organization that advocates for the rights of people to freely live out their faith, and it accepts financial support from all Americans. That Supreme Court case will be held December 5th. This is townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
1 year after India overhauled its currency, pulling 86% of its notes out of circulation without warning, many Indians still aren't sure if it was worth it.
Economic growth has slowed, unemployment has risen, and corruption remains a scourge nationwide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government insists the move to replace most of the country's currency has been a success, noting it has played a key role in the country's fight against money laundering and tax evasion. But a member of the opposition Congress party called the move reckless.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Walmart hopes to tempt shoppers with online deals before Black Friday. It's beginning some online deals Thursday and plans to offer most of its Black Friday deals online starting at 12:01 a.m. on Thanksgiving. Stores will be open all day on Thanksgiving with the deals available there at 6 p.m. Walmart is adding a color-coded map of store departments on its circulars that it hopes will make it easier for customers. This is townhall.com. There are problems with a big media merger.
AT&T says it's uncertain when its $85 billion deal for Time Warner will close, making investors worry that regulators may try to block it or require significant changes. Reports from the New York Times, CNN, and other outlets citing unidentified people say the Justice Department wants to require the companies to sell Turner Broadcasting, which houses CNN, TBS, and TNT, or to sell satellite TV provider DirecTV, which AT&T bought in 2015. Keith Peters reporting.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has threatened to sue the NFL over a proposed contract extension for Commissioner Roger Goodell, a dispute apparently sparked by star running back Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension over alleged domestic violence. Jones told the six owners on the compensation committee he had hired high-profile attorney David Boies, who was prepared to sue if the group voted to extend Goodell's deal. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, this is Bill Martinez coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us. We got some breaking news, good news. We've added another affiliate in Boston. I'll tell you about that in just a few moments, so stay with us. But right now, we have Dr. Jerome Corsi with us, currently serves as Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Previously, Dr. Corsi worked for 12 years as Senior Staff Reporter for WND.com. Previously, World Net Daily from 2004 through January 2017. Jerome, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, when I got the news here that it looked like possibly Donald Trump has the option here to release all the JFK documents, I thought of you immediately because you have been you've done extensive research on the JFK assassination. And wrote, I believe, a definitive book on the assassination. But I'm curious to get your read on the release of the rest of the documents.
Well, I've been encouraging President Trump to release all the remaining documents and to do it in a not redacted form so we can read the documents. I mean, what I get concerned about is that sometimes the government releases documents, but they're so redacted, mm-hmm. so much is blocked out of them that you can't hardly, these documents become worthless.
Right.
And the point is, you've got to know if there's any documents, and there are, there's thousands, that the federal government has held now for over 50 years secret, which I think is unconscionable.
Mm-hmm.
These have got to be documents which reveal something that the federal government doesn't want anybody to know. So these are deep secrets, and you know, if they're revealed in a way that we can read them and understand them, I'd like to see documents that have already been released be released in a non-redacted form. I mean, the government's been covering up the JFK assassination since the day it happened, and it's disgraceful.
Exactly. Well, do you think that Donald Trump would have the courage? I mean, he's the outsider. He has demonstrated courage time and again. It continues to keep him in the crosshairs of the establishment. And the swamp dwellers, what's your shot? 50-50 shot that we'll get it, or do you think he's leaning more toward?
The CIA is putting heavy pressure on President Trump not to release any more documents. I think, you know, my read of President Trump at the very beginning has been that he's going to do what he wants to do, whether he gets pressure or not. I mean, look at the you know, I recommended in April that he just discontinue these payments to the insurance companies under Obamacare. The entire structure would collapse. And I pointed out that the House did not fund the money, and there was a district court decision that told the Obama administration it was unconstitutional for them to divert money, which they were doing from Fannie and Freddie, the two mortgage giants, to prop up Obamacare. And Trump, it took him time, but when he finally decided, okay, Congress isn't going to do anything, he kicked out the props and he, you know, told Department of Home Health and Human Services to look into the matter. The Attorney General wrote an opinion, and it was right. The district court case was there, and Trump said, we're not paying the subsidies anymore. I think he'll do the same on the JFK document. I think he's going to say, release him now, because I think, you know, Trump understands, probably now better than ever, that the deep state is out to get him.
Exactly.
And the deep state needs to be exposed. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do with Donald Trump's presidency.
And I got to tell you, the deep state seems to be on full display, especially in light of this, you know, recent FBI reveal of James Comey, the Uranium One deal, which Peter Schweizer had reported on, a year and a half ago, which I'm surprised. But again, it just gives you indication of how the wheels of justice move so slowly, and they're so manipulated there on the Beltway, and they get bogged in the in the mire and the muck of the swamp there in D.C., why Hillary hasn't been. I mean, if there's a crime and there needed to be a special prosecutor, it should be on that, certainly not on this Russian collusion.
So, well, the Russian collusion was on Hillary, Podesta, and Obama.
Exactly.
And this is treason. I wrote about it in Crimes, in my Partners in Crime book. I wrote about the uranium deal, too. And now that we know that there was a FBI investigation and they knew there was Russian bribery going on and the money ended up in the Clinton Foundation, Hillary needs to go to jail. And by the way, Mueller and Comey were the two dirty cops who suppressed the information of the FBI. I'm all over Mueller, by the way. If you take a look at my InfoWars articles, I'm on this case of Billy Walters, who is a gambler, who Pret Bahara convicted of insider trading, which I think is a completely bogus prosecution, especially after Bahara admitted that he did nothing to stop an FBI agent who had leaked secret grand jury information for 4 years to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, 2 years before they indicted Billy Walters. That's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a crime that the prosecution never occurred. The judge should have thrown the case. Bahara comes and says, well, I didn't know about it. Well, I mean, nonsense, he didn't know about it. You look at the articles in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, and somebody was leaking. You know, what did Bahara think? It wasn't the FBI. It was only the FBI and him who had the information. And he knew he wasn't leaking. He just wink-winked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the same wink-wink. This whole group, Bahara in New York, the whole group of U.S. attorneys, Comey, going back to Mueller, FBI, Comey FBI, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, the whole bunch of them are dirty cops. They all belong in jail. The FBI and the DOJ need to be cleaned out from political corruption at the core. If I were president, I'd just shut them both down and start over again. Fire everybody, including Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, in terms of Jeff Sessions' complicity in all this, help us understand what you're seeing regarding Jeff Sessions, who is, of course, testifying before a Senate committee this morning.
Well, I've had great respect over the years for Jeff Sessions in the Senate, but I think he must be compromised because they must have information on him they're holding over his head on this Russia stuff from his discussions that he had as senator with the Russian ambassador. The Russian ambassador in Washington talks to everybody he can talk to. And Sessions probably didn't fully disclose it. But Sessions has done nothing to prosecute Hillary. She's done nothing to prosecute. Sessions has done nothing to go after Comey. And Trump is tweeting about it again this morning and last night. He rightly should.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if Sessions doesn't want to do the job, then fire Sessions and, you know, then fire Mueller and fire the entire Department of Justice and FBI. I mean, they're worthless.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a criminal FBI and a criminal department of justice, like in the Billy Walters case, that can rig the prosecution. You know, the guy was a famous gambler, and he made a lot of money. And the U.S. District Judge Castle in New York and Bahara thought because he made so much money, he had to be crooked. They went after him. I don't think there's any evidence at all of insider trading. It was a rigged prosecution, and it's disgraceful.
Exactly.
The Walters case, well, I think, is the kind of case that shows.
Well, Jerome, we got to hit pause there. We'll pick it up from there. We got to go to break. Jerome Corsi is with us. More from him after.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Keeping the
the spirit of Don't Tread on Me a lot.
So when you just can't face tomorrow, when you're down deep in sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to step. Cause even if you fail to fly, he'll get you by surprise.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And, you know, the people who experienced the Valley and Wine Country fires in California have been heavily impacted by it. Some fled the flames in terror. Some lost everything, including pets and livestock. Many did not know if their homes or businesses survived, and evacuees were just waiting to get home. Sadly, some returned to ransacking homes and all the other stories that went with it. Some of the mental health issues seen in a disaster area, of course, are a grief and loss, a disorientation, disorganized thinking, shock, feeling disconnected from your sense of self and your body, and other dissociative symptoms. And here to talk about it with us right now is Patricia Ravitz. Patricia is the past president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Good morning, Patricia. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me on to talk about this really important issue.
Well, you know, sometimes what happens, Patricia, you know, for those that it doesn't affect directly, okay, we weren't in the wine country, it didn't happen to us directly, we see the video, it comes, it goes, and it's lost. But for the people who are directly affected, even as we are talking right now, they're still dealing with the shock of and the devastation of what happened to them.
That's very true. Only now, I think, really beginning to hit many people that as they're coming out of shock, that they have lost virtually everything, and they're dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression and all kinds of symptoms that come with a horrible trauma like this, and trying to, you know, deal with their everyday life and then also, you know, function with these kind of symptoms like difficulty sleeping and even talking about what they're going through.
Yeah, and as you say, you know, for them, as they're going through, I mean, they are going through this. And this is, again, if this has not happened to you, if you've never experienced anything like this, you know, we're left to only imagine. And this is why, you know, people like yourself, other therapists trained in crisis response intervention are so critical to the process, aren't they?
We are very critical to the process, and that crisis intervention, or what we call psychological first aid, is the first step right after the crisis, where you really try to help stabilize people, you know, normalize the feelings they're having. You know, we're at the different centers that are set up because we know that often, you know, people don't have the bandwidth to go and seek help, so we're there and available for them. And then as they move through into, you know, now there's been some time that's passed, now we're out of that initial psychological first aid and into encouraging people if they're experiencing that whole list of symptoms that you mentioned was really comprehensive. Mm-hmm. About some some of the things that start to happen for people where they really need professional help so that the symptoms don't lock in.
And as you say, because you've experienced this in offering your services to many people before, you understand this clearly, that it is a process and it runs the entire spectrum. I mean, some people are capable of getting through it a little bit easier than others, and there are some where it is very difficult. And maybe you can go into a little bit more detail on that, Patricia, as to the kind of emotions that people experience as they go through this process.
Yes, I would be happy to do that. I mean, some people have more intact support systems after a crisis like this than others. You know, there are some people who've gone through this this fire where their whole support system, their neighborhood is gone, but maybe their synagogue or their church is no longer there, and it's really hard for them to, you know, to plug into a support system that is scattered where other people still have intact support systems, and that really helps. So when you don't have that support, often, as you mentioned, after the initial shock, there's a terrible feeling of hopelessness, and often depression can set in, and people tend to withdraw rather than seek support. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad that you're giving this airtime, so that we can really encourage people who've been through this crisis to make an appointment with a marriage and family therapist, and even just to assess how they're doing. Do they need more support? Are they getting the support that they need? And, you know, and to create like a plan for how to really deal with this going forward. Some people don't need therapy, but just checking in to make sure that that's the case. I really encourage people to do that.
Well, you bring up an important point here, Patricia, and, you know, for these people that their world has literally been turned upside down, and maybe the support, you know, their friends, neighbors, people within the community that they saw at the corner store, and maybe it was just a smile of encouragement. But all this stuff is very meaningful, and suddenly when all that is vapored because of a tragedy like what happened in these fires, you know, what do you have to lean on?
That's exactly right, and that's when it's so important to have someone to lean on. And often, you know, we also live in a culture where people don't sometimes feel comfortable reaching out for help. There's still a kind of stigma about seeking mental health care. So we're really pushing up against that, too, to say that the feelings and symptoms that you're experiencing are in a normal range after people have been through a crisis like this. And so reaching out to someone, and particularly a therapist who, you know, when you go in and you sit with a therapist, you don't have to take care of them the way you might feel you have to take care of a friend or a family member. And so often people can really let their, you know, their emotions out more freely, which is part of how you move through the symptoms, is by expressing those feelings and really talking about what you've been through.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you focused on the aspect that this is normal. You know, the reactions that they're feeling is normal based on empirical evidence, what has happened in the past, and also by what's happened in the past and experience has taught us that if you have the therapeutic help, you're able to get through this process more successfully and easier, you know, for yourself and for your family, right?
That is really true, and the earlier you seek help, the better the resolution is of the symptoms. So when the symptoms lock in, because over time you've just tried to push through, maybe not letting anyone know that you're not sleeping at night, you're not able to eat, you're feeling really depressed, you have these breakthrough kind of memories of the crisis, you know, over time that can really lock into your physical system and your emotional system. So seek help early. It really makes a difference.
Well, Patricia Ravitz, we appreciate you coming on. Patricia, former president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. 5 seconds here, Patricia. Where can they go for more information?
CounselingCalifornia.com is a great resource online to go for more information.
Patricia Ravitz, I'm Bill Martin.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. And, of course, you can hear us even on shortwave all over the place. So good to have you along with us at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As you know, the show is very much committed to books and authors and reading. You know, we love having experts on. And we've got a real treat for you right now. Sarah Harrison-Smith, who is the editorial director for Amazon.com Books and Kindle, joins us right now to announce the best books of 2017. So if you haven't checked them off your list, you know, this might be a good refresher for you. Sarah, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much. I'm delighted to be here to talk to you about our best of the year list.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, I love to be able to talk about this because, you know, we have a lot of, you know, a lot of the authors on the show. We give them a lot of time here, which we appreciate because, gosh, you know, you just, you can't help but, you know, be blessed by their creativity and their brilliance. And so let's talk about Amazon's best books of 2017.
Well, let's start with our number one pick, because that's the book that we unanimously felt was the best book of the year. It's Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI by David Gran. This is a nonfiction book that reads like the most suspenseful novel. It's a great read, and I learned a lot from it about the history of America in the 1920s. There were serial murders of members of the Osage Nation, partly about those murders and partly about the investigation by J. Edgar Hoover's fledgling FBI.
Right. Wow. That's great. So number one, let's go on. Number two.
Number two, a novel, Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. This is tightly woven, emotionally fraught, addresses timely issues of motherhood, privilege, and race, and also changing culture. It's set in a picture-perfect suburb outside of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So go ahead and go on with your next one.
Oh, number three. Beartown. This is a novel by Frederick Bachman, who is also the author of the bestseller A Man Called Ove. He's a Swedish writer, and this is a great book for readers who loved Friday Night Lights. Maybe they love sports, they love small towns. Mm-hmm. In this book, a small town that comes together over ice hockey starts to come apart when there are allegations of date rape within that sporting community.
Wow. That topic can be a little heavy. I mean, you know, but, you know, this is what we love about reading is that it gives you the entire spectrum and variance of the creativity that's out there. So we got Killers of the Flower Moon, Little Fires Everywhere, and Beartown. What's number four?
Number four is Exit West by Mohsen Hamid. This is a real favorite of mine. It's a novel about two young people who fall in love in a place like Pakistan. It's never named. They're forced by war to seek refuge elsewhere. And what's sort of cool about it is that Mohsen Hamid creates this magical way for them to move from place to place. So there are magical doors that allow them to go first to Greece and then later to London to, as I said, seek refuge and try to make lives for themselves. They end up actually in California. So it's about what happens to their romance under these dire circumstances. It's a little bit also like Beartown in that it's optimistic. What I loved about this book was that, you know, yes, it's about war, yes, it's about refugees, but it actually leaves you with a good feeling at the end.
Mm-hmm. Kind of gives you a sense and connection with reality a bit, and you know what possibly is happening to other refugees and real life stories and people who have found themselves in a rather turbulent Middle East with all the disruption that's been going there. But as you say, it's always encouraging to have hope after everything is all said and done, right?
Absolutely. This is not kind of a ripped from the headlines kind of novel, but it does. That theme of the refugee crisis as its starting point.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so number five.
Number five is a nonfiction work, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow by the Israeli writer Yuval Noah Harari. Harari's looking at the possible future of humanity. So this is a speculative work of nonfiction, and he sees the possibility for darkness and a lot of technology in our future, which might not come as a surprise. But readers found this fascinating, provocative, and illuminating. So if nonfiction is your thing, that is a great recommendation. Also would make a great gift book.
Interesting that, and as you say, not a big surprise is, you know, this world of technology that we're living in at faster and speed paces, you know, you can understand how provocative this could be and the kind of thinking it might generate, right?
Yeah, I think people are really fascinated by where it's all going to end.
Wow, we've got some great choices here, and we're just a number five. What do you got for number six?
Number six is a novel that I also adored. This is Lincoln in the Bardo by George Saunders. It won the Man Booker Prize, and George Saunders is an American writer. He lives in Syracuse, and it's incredibly stylistically inventive. It reads a little bit like a play. It's almost entirely narrated by ghosts in the graveyard where Lincoln's young son has been interred. So concerns the death of a child. Of course, it has some terribly sad moments, but I have to say that overall, this is a funny, witty, kind of ribald novel. It's also great as an audiobook.
Don't you love it when authors can take something like this that, just on the surface would give you the sense of doom and that you may not get a happy feel, but they just have a style that can take you through the process and still have it be redeeming. This is real special, what George Saunders has put together in this novel. Okay, so what do we got for seven?
A novel by the Irish writer John Boyne, The Heart's Invisible Furies. And this is one of those books that follows a man throughout the course of his life. And so it's sweeping, it's magnetic, set in post-war Ireland. The protagonist is gay, and he begins his life in a very repressive Ireland, and then gradually as the culture changes, so do the possibilities for his life. People really love this. Boyne's books include The Boy in Striped Pajamas.
Wow, exactly. And again, the title of the book was, if you could repeat.
It's a wonderful title, The Heart's Invisible Furies.
Oh, wow. We're coming down to our final seconds here. Where can people go for more information here, Sarah? Because we're not going to be able to get to all of it. We've got a great lead in here with the top seven that you've chosen as the best books of 2017.
For the full list, readers should go to amazon.com/bestbooks2017, and they'll find our category lists as well. So if you're buying a gift for somebody who you know really loves cookbooks, you can find a whole list of cookbooks there, as well as sci-fi, romance, everything you might like.
Wow, good stuff. Sarah Harrison-Smith, editorial director for Amazon.com Books and Kindle. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing it with us. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks so much. Happy reading.
You got it. Take care. Well, parting can be such sweet sorrow. And, on a limited schedule, she's in demand, as you can imagine, as Amazon has announced their best books of 2017. As she noted, we got literature, fiction, mystery and thrillers, comics and graphic novels, romance, science fiction and fantasy, cooking, food and wine and kids and teens. I mean, there's something there for everybody. So check out the website, get the full list, and, see what it is that was missing off of your reading this year, and you might get some great ideas as far as some great gift ideas, because it's the season, isn't it? That's what I thought. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Make sure you check out our website and support our sponsors, if you would, please. They have come along and been with us now, many of them, from, day one. We're entering our 11th year together on this nationally syndicated show, and we appreciate their support and whatever you can do to advance their cause and bless them. Much is appreciated. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Shouldn't you know, why not have it be a great day, okay? If as much as it's up to me and you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with Pastor Tim Keller, who's going to be joining us. I've been using his book on Psalms as a devotional in the past year. And, of course, he gave me something new all over again. And we're going to be talking about the wisdom of Proverbs. And he joins us right now. Pastor and author Timothy Keller, well known for his best-selling books and devotionals, as well as founding Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City, which Christianity Today called one of Manhattan's most vital congregations. Pastor Keller, good to have you back with us. Always good to be talking with you. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Hey, how are you doing through the transition? I know earlier this year, you and Kathy decided that it was time for another phase in the Keller life.
Yes, we divided Redeemer into three churches that meet at three locations. Each has their own senior pastor, their own elder board, their own staff. I stepped out. I'm no longer the senior pastor of any of those churches, nor am I the preacher. But each of the churches has agreed over the next few years to each start three new churches. Three new churches, another nine churches. And I'm around to help train all those new leaders. So I'm still serving them, but I'm no longer the big cheese.
Well, but you're still all that in a bag of chips, but just in a different sort of way, on a different shelf.
Yeah.
I know that. And your heart, in terms of, you know, spreading the message and, you know, reaching out and church planning, you know, for you and Kathy now to be able to do this and to see the leadership step up, you know, leadership that you have trained along the way. This has to just be exceedingly rewarding for you.
That's also a little bit like, you know, I am like a parent, as it were, with your kids who are now are on their own. And so you worry about them, but you're also extremely proud about them, proud of them. And so that's exactly how it is.
Well, and it's pretty ambitious to be able to say, okay, we're going to, you know, go to three separate entities. And every entity is charged with, you know, establishing and founding, you know, three more churches themselves. This is what this is all about, isn't it?
It is. I mean, ultimately, that's exactly it. We should always be extending and spreading and not holding on. In other words, we're not supposed to hold all of our people, our money, you know, into our comfortable zones. We're supposed to be giving them away and sending them out, but that's how God multiplies the kingdom, is through our sacrifices.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, I find it quite interesting in contrast, and I've shared this with several, you know, men in several different Bible study groups, is that if they had something, you know, like a stock tip to offer or some big deal that they got on a car or something, they wouldn't be reticent whatsoever to speak out about it, right? I mean, they love sharing good news. And so here it is, the good news of redemption. Sometimes I wonder if the reason that we do not share it and we hold back is because maybe we just don't realize the full benefit of what Jesus has given us in redeeming us.
Well, there's only two, that's one of them. There's only two possible reasons why we don't speak out. The one is we actually don't realize, like you said, the value that we have. I mean, we don't realize how absolutely glorious it is. The other is that we're afraid. You know, we're afraid of being shunned or being thought ill of, and that's cowardly. But it's one or the other. It's either not realizing the greatness of what you have, or just being afraid to suffer a bit for His name.
Well, Tim, don't you find it quite interesting, you know, because you bring up a good point in this politically correct environment in which we live in. You know, Gallup just did a poll last year, and I thought something that came out quite clear and surprisingly was secular America was saying, hey, where are the Christians? You know, we need their guidance, you know. Well, you told them to shut up and not to say anything, and so they heeded your words and got out of the public square and the discussion of important issues that we're dealing with today, and now you're saying, hey, come back. You know, we've driven the bus into the ditch, and we need somebody who knows how to drive this thing.
Yes, actually, it goes all the way back. In the 1970s, a man named John Rawls, who was a professor at Harvard, wrote a couple of books in which he basically said, in the public square, in the public discourse, people should not bring religious views because they're too controversial. So you shouldn't be bringing religious views into the public square. So it was theorized at a very high level, and that became the way the culture began to say, oh, yes, that's divisive. Now, what's funny, of course, is that when you actually have people out there in the public square, anything you say is divisive, whether it's religious
exactly.
or not. Or even the idea that religion should be kept out of the public square, that's divisive. You know, it's kind of ironic when you say, well, I don't want you to give me your religious views because people are going to get angry if you bring in your religious views, but people are going to get angry if you say that you can't bring your religious views in. So I'm hoping in the future there will be a consensus. Mm-hmm. But everybody, as long as they speak respectfully and
right.
show concern for the public good, should be able to speak out of whatever their belief system is. But right now, I think there's a lot of fear and anger, and I don't know. But I hope that's where we go.
No, I'm with you. I sense a little bit like, you know, they tell lifeguards when somebody's drowning, don't go in and save them right away. You got to let them fight themselves out. And I think our society is doing a little bit of that. It's fighting itself out to where I find it not. It's not that it's easy, but it's easier, getting easier, because people are realizing after they've done it their way, you know, for so long, that it's just not, quite working out. I mean, look what's happening, you know, in cultural bookmarks, like the, you know, the NFL, and you've got Hollywood unwinding, its brand deteriorating. All these things that have had, you know, traditionally incredible impact on our culture are all coming to question now.
I hope so. I mean, I think that way on my optimistic days. So
I'm right with you.
I do see signs of hope. I see a lot of signs of hope, but of course, they're not. It's not sure. It's not certain. I mean, I'm a Christian minister, so Jesus says the gates of hell won't prevail against the church that I'm founding, and therefore, I never feel like the church will ever go away or that it'll. But on the other hand, I mean, it can be a long time in the wilderness, and I'm hoping that it won't be.
Well, and he does say that the gates of heaven suffer violence, the righteous take it by storm. So we have a responsibility here, and in order to warrior up, you've blessed us with a, you know, a follow-up to your study and a devotional on the Book of Psalms, which, you know, I thank you and Kathy every day. I mean, this has just been a mainstay, and it came at the perfect time when you introduced the book. I said, you know, I was looking for a devotional, and this was exactly, you know, what the doctor ordered. You know, thank you, God, for the Book of Psalms and your inspiration. And now you're giving us talk about turning the tables upside down, God's wisdom for navigating life, a year of daily devotions in the Book of Proverbs.
Yes. Now, Kathy's concern, by the way, is if you like the Book of Psalms, you might think the Book of Proverbs is exactly the same. It's not. Actually, this is an overstatement, okay, but Psalms is more about feelings and about emotions and about how do you deal with your anxiety and your anger and your disappointment. I mean, Psalms is incredibly great for helping you figure out how do I process these strong feelings toward God. But Proverbs is more about thinking. It is actually more about saying you need to think out more the implications of what of the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule for every area of life. So she thinks, I mean, she's right, we need both, but there will be some people who like the feeling, they like the Psalms, and when they get the Proverbs, they're going to say, well, this is too intellectual. And there's other people who are going to like the Proverbs, and they're going to get to the Psalms, and they're going to say, this is too much about emotions and feeling. But we actually need both, because actually God put them both in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I look at it, Tim, was that, you know, Psalms gives us that, you know, that vertical relationship with God, and Proverbs brings us down to earth and to deal with the horizontal. Is that fair?
Yeah. Again, as I just said, that's an oversimplification, because obviously the Psalms does talk about the horizontal, and Proverbs has always got the vertical in mind. It's always, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
So my relationship with God, but in general, you're right. It's absolutely more about how do you live life on this plane, and Psalms is much more about how do I relate to God in this, yes.
So why the Book of Proverbs? Was it just a natural follow-up?
It's partly a natural follow-up. I'll tell you this, though. I've always found it hard to read the Book of Proverbs chapter by chapter. They go by too quick. You notice when you read most books of the Bible, when you read a chapter, you're usually reading one or two subjects, right? But when you read the Book of Proverbs, like read chapter 10 or read chapter 11 of Proverbs, there'll be 25 to 35 verses there, and it's on 15 or 16 different subjects.
Exactly.
Because each proverb talks about a different subject. Then you go to the next chapter, and there's another 15 or 16 subjects, and you don't have they go by too quickly to really think about each of them. And I've always found that the traditional way of just reading Proverbs through chapter by chapter, it doesn't give you the time to really digest. What Kathy and I did in this book is we put them together topically. So for a week or two, you'll have all the Proverbs on marriage, or then for another week or two, all the Proverbs on how do you deal with fights and conflicts. And so that's the idea, is that I think it'll help you digest it better. That's why the book.
Well, what a great Christmas gift. I want to thank you again. You know, Psalms was such a blessing for me, and I'm looking forward to the devotional of the Book of Proverbs that you and Kathy have put together. So this is on my devotional list for 2018. All the best for the holiday season. Have a Merry Christmas, you and Kathy, and all the best to the new team as they continue to expand and realize the vision that you have for Redeemer there, Tim Keller. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that, too.
You take care. God bless.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth clean tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Most people think life